Startups looking for funding have a lot more options lately. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Molly Wood. Venture capital firms that were invested in Lyft, Uber, and Pinterest just got paid when those companies went public. And the banks, foundations, and pensions that fund the venture capital funds will get a lot of money too. So yeah, these big VC firms will now have more to invest, and they'll get more powerful. But the venture industry is changing. There are lots more smaller players, like angel investors, usually really rich people who want to help fund companies. And increasingly, even everyday investors have more ways to get in on the next pre-IPO tech unicorn. Jason Calacanis is a tech entrepreneur and angel investor who got in on Uber when it was still a pipe dream. I asked him how VC is evolving.
There are the funds that have been around for decades, like Sequoia, Kleiner Perkins, or Benchmark. And those firms have partners who may stay with them for multi-decades. And they are the first stops when a founder comes to Sand Hill Road or San Francisco. And then there's a new crop of angels. And I went from being essentially a nobody or somebody who was kind of annoying in the industry, this journalist, entrepreneur with a big mouth and a big social media following and a podcast, to now I'm the first stop or in the first two or three stops for angel investing. I'm the most successful active angel investor in Silicon Valley.
So then let's talk about the industry. I mean, we know that these exits, these big unicorns going public, is important for the firms that have funded them and the angel investors that have funded them. And how might that money then get funneled back into new startups? Like, how important is it to that future person with a PowerPoint and a dream?
It's critically important. I'm emboldened now, having had a couple of great exits, to put more money into my own funds and put more money to work. So that is a specific phenomenon that occurs, which then benefits the next generation of founders. And we saw that with people who made a lot of money off of Google, then invested in Facebook and Twitter. The Facebook and Twitter folks obviously invested in Airbnb and Uber.
Yep. One complaint I have heard actually about venture capital right now is that there's a lot of the same money going into the same big companies, and there's maybe not as much diversity. Is it possible that the inflow of money could change that dynamic and introduce some more innovative investing?
The venture firms have raised bigger and bigger funds. So the VCs are looking for companies that have a lot more traction, a lot more revenue, fuller management teams. So the world's changed. The markets are much more efficient, but they're private. And this is where the SEC and the investment rules for private companies have to evolve. And we're starting to see that with equity crowdfunding, where civilians, non-accredited investors, people with under $1 million in net worth, under $200,000 a year in income, are being able to write small checks through platforms like Seedinvest and Republic. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be, I think, the future. And that process is just starting.
Jason Calacanis is a tech entrepreneur and angel investor. As the number of angel and non-traditional investors in the U.S. has increased, so has the percentage of female investors, from 5% in 2004 to more like 26% as of 2016. And now for some related links. There's a link to a story in Entrepreneur magazine on our website, marketplacetech.org. It has the data I mentioned about female angel investors. And actually, Alex Conrad over at Forbes, who's also very funny on Twitter, has a good piece about how Facebook and its soaring stock over the years has produced a new generation of investors, like Jason Calacanis was talking about. And in fact, lots of them are women who are funding women-run businesses, who then hire women who might get big payouts if their companies go public or get sold, and then might also turn around and become more diverse investors. However, I am definitely aware that a lot of times when we talk about diversity in venture capital, we're talking about adding more white women. So to that effect, there's a good story in Fast Company about an organization called Pipeline Angels. It's a boot camp for would-be angel investors, and it focuses primarily on inclusivity, meaning people of color, women, non-binary, and geography. It has training cohorts in Montana, Idaho, Ohio, Texas, North Dakota, and Minnesota, among others. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.